Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Hu Xiaomeng, and today I'm going to introduce Llama, optimized locality-aware memory allocation for key-value cache. So this is outline. So in today's web server architecture, in-memory caches are becoming vital components to ensure low latency service for user requests. And many companies use in-memory caches system like Memcached and Redis to support their web applications. And our work is based on Memcached, which is a distributed in-memory key-value store system. Memcached can be deployed to reduce web service query latency, since accessing data in memory and cache is much faster than querying a backend database. Memcached uses a slab-based allocator to obtain its memory space, and it is platform independent, and it uses LRU eviction strategy to manage its data. Memcached splits the memory space into different classes to store variable size objects. Each class obtains its own memory space by requesting three slabs in the system, which is 1 megabyte per slab. And each allocated slab is divided into slots of equal size to store data items that are close to its size. The slot sizes of different classes are not the same. From class 1 to class n, the slot size increases exponentially, like we showed in this figure. Every time a newly coming item is accepted into a class whose slot size is the best fit of the item size, if there is no free space in the class and there's no free slabs in system, a currently cached item has to be first evicted from this class following the LRU policy. So default memcached fills the cache at the cold start based on the demand. But we observe that this demand-driven slab allocation does not deliver optimal performance. And it also results in a problem called a slab calcification, which we will explain later. Here is an example to illustrate how the default demand-driven slab allocation works bad. If there are two classes of data, the reference pattern of class 1 is ABC, ABC, repeatedly, and the reference pattern of class 2 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which has a bad locality. So if the reference frequencies of both classes are the same, the combined reference pattern should be A1, B2, 3, 3, A4. So we assume there are four slabs in system, and each slab contains only one slot. First, let's look at the default allocation. When the first data is accessed, class 1 took one slab. And after the second data is accessed, class 2 has also taken one slab. And after the fourth data is cached, all the slabs has been allocated. At this time, both classes has taken two slabs, but since all the data reuse distance in each class is larger than 2, so the data references after cold start should be missed, and the total hits in this allocation is 0. However, we can easily figure out the optimal allocation for this case. If we allocate 3 slabs to class 1 and only give 1 slab to class 2, as we can see, after cold start, all the references to class 1 will be hit, since all the reuse distance of class 1 is 3. And the total hits in this allocation is 6, which is much better than default allocation. Apart from this example, the default slab allocation of memcached can cause another problem called slab calcification. As we know, the slab allocation is already decided by the reference pattern in cold start period. But when the workload behavior changes, current slab allocation may not work well under the new reference pattern. So here's an example. After workload behavior change, some classes will not be used anymore, and the data reference frequencies of some classes may change to a different level. So in consideration of the drawbacks of default allocation of memory cached, some solutions have been proposed to dynamic adjust the slab allocation to reach a better performance. The open source community has implemented an automatic slab reassignment algorithm called AutoMove. They moves a slab from a class with no evictions to the class with the highest number of evictions every 30 seconds. And as for TwinCache, which is Twitter's implementation of MemoryCached, use a random slab eviction strategy to balance the eviction rates among all classes. The third one, periodic slab allocation, which is PSA, was proposed in ICC last year, moves one slab from the class with the lowest risk to the class with the highest number of evictions periodically. And the last solution is used by Facebook that aims to balance the age of the least recently used items among all classes. And it is an approximating of global LIU. We noticed that those solutions we mentioned above are not based on accurate locality analysis. In our test, they did not achieve the full potential of memory cached. Next, I will present our solution called LAMA, Locality Aware Memory Allocation. Firstly, why demand-driven allocation may not deliver best performance? And in our observation, there are different classes of data objects in real applications. These data objects have different sizes and different reference locality. Some data may be frequently requested, but others not. Obviously, allocating more slabs to cache frequently used data will increase cache performance. Although existing solutions have been motivated by the same observation, their performances are far from optimal. So the next question is, how can we accurately describe data reference pattern of different classes? And we think the answer is mis-ratio curve, which reveals the relationship between cache sizes and cache mis-ratios. So if we profile mis-ratio curves for each class, we can easily figure out the performance of any class under different allocation. In order to profile mis-ratio curves with low overhead in MemoryCached, we choose footprint theory to do this job, which is a recent advance on measurement of data locality. Footprint is the number of data objects referenced in a given trace. The average footprint stands for the average data usage in any time window of a certain length in this trace. And it can be measured by a linear time algorithm. So if we have the footprint distribution, we can get the miss ratio of any cache size since the fraction of uses that have a footprint larger than the cache size should be missed. So above motivation inspired us to design the LAMA to allocate slabs according to the miss ratio curves of all classes, just like we showed in this figure. First, we track every data references in MemoryCached to get the subtraces of all classes. Then we use those subtraces to profile mis-ratio curves for each class. At last, we do slabs repartition according to the mis-ratio curves to reach the best performance. In our design, we consider two types of optimization targets: the minimal miss ratio and the minimal average request time. Since we have the miss ratio curve and the reference frequency of every class, we can easily get the overall miss ratio of MemoryCached under any slab location. Although the solution space is large, if we simply search every possible solution to find the best allocation, it would be time-consuming. So we adopt a dynamic programming algorithm to get the best allocation efficiently. If we change optimization target to minimal average request time, we just need to measure the average hit time and miss time for each class. Here, the miss time includes retrieving data from backend database and sending it back to memory cache D. With the miss ratio of one class, the average request time can be calculated by adding those two types of references by their proportion. And the overall average request time of the system is the sum of all classes by their reference proportion. Finally, after we get the best allocation, we repartition slabs to reach the target performance. And there are a few design details we should mention. We do slabs repartition for each M references. And the repartition is triggered only if the theoretical performance difference between the new allocation and the original allocation is above a certain threshold. That is, when the workload behavior is stable for two or more monitoring stages, the repartition will not happen. If the number of all slabs is max and there are n classes, the number of possible allocation solutions should be max to the power of n. But use dynamic programming, the time complexity can be reduced to n times max square. So we have implemented Llama in a recent version of Memcached, and we use an Intel i7 machine with 16 gigabyte memory to test the performance of Llama and compare it with other strategies. In our test, the number of threads for each Memcached server is 4. We use 3 workloads to test Llama in different ways. First, we use a Facebook ATC workload to test the steady-state performance. It is a general-purpose single-phase workload with the highest miss ratio in all Facebook's memory cached pools. And it is generated by Mutilit, which is a high-performance memory cached load generator released by Stanford. And the second workload, we choose a three-phased workload, which was proposed in ICC last year. And the reference pattern of the three phases are totally different. The last workload, we choose a stress test workload to see if the Llama has influenced the throughput of Memcached. We use Memcached benchmark tool Memslab to generate this workload. In our first experiment, we compare Llama with our allocation strategies with Facebook ATC workload. Although we do not have the source code from Facebook, but we have implemented their policy in Memcached according to their paper. This figure shows the miss ratio over time from the cold start to steady state performance. The blue line is Llama that use minimal miss ratio as optimization target, and the green line is Llama that use minimal average request time as optimization target. In this experiment, AutoMove finds low chance of slab reassignment, so it is the same line as default Memcached. As we can see, the blue line Llama Opti MR coverage among the fattest and reaches a greater steady-state performance than other strategy. As for average request time, Llama also shows the best performance. As we can see, the green line Llama Opti ART is the lowest line in this figure. We want to know if Llama works well under different size of memory. So we want the same workload from 128 megabyte to 1 gigabyte in order to figure out how close is Llama to the theoretical performance upper bound of Memcached. We have implemented the theoretical upper bound TUB by first measure the actual with ratio curves using the full trace reuse distance tracking in the first run. Then we calculated the optimal slab allocation using those real miss ratio curves and rerun the workload to measure the performance. And as we can see, as memory space varies, Llama remains the best performance among all strategies, and it is closer to theoretical performance upper bound too. And this table summarizes the average performance improvement to default memory cache of all the allocation strategies we compared. Llama has improved the miss ratio of memory cache by 42.8% and the average request time by 26.3%. And it is the closest strategy to the theoretical performance upper bound. And another point we care about is whether Llama outperforms well under workload behavior changes. So we use the three-phase workload to compare those strategies. And this figure shows the miss ratio over time under 1 GB memory. As we can observe, Llama outperform other technicals in each phase, and the performance reduction after workload shift is not as obvious as other strategies. So in the last experiment, we evaluate the throughput using stress test workload. The purpose is to test the throughput degradation when Llama is activated. We repeat each test 10 times and report the average throughput. This figure shows the overall throughput as different number of threads are used in memory cache D. Although the throughput of memory cache D with Llama is lower than the default memory cache D in this test, but the average degradation is only 3.1%, which is acceptable. So in conclusion, Llama is a locality-aware memory allocation for memory cache D, which measures the miss ratio curves for all size classes periodically and repartition the memory to reduce the miss ratio or average request time. Compared with the default demand-driven allocation, Llama reduces the miss ratio by 42% using the same amount of memory, or it achieves the same memory utilization with 41% less memory. And we believe Llama outperforms four previous technicals in steady state performance, convergence speed, and the ability to adapt to workload changes. Compared with the theoretical upper bound, Llama is close to optimal, achieving over 98% of the theoretical potential. So thanks.
Any questions?
Austin Clements, Google. This is really cool, but I have a question about the baseline, sort of. So it seems like memcached is using a bad segregated fits allocator. And we know how to build good segregated fits allocators. So do you happen to know, like, if you were to just drop in TC malloc or something into memcached instead of using a custom allocator, do you know how close something like that might get to your very specialized miss ratio curve system?
We haven't tested that, and I think what do you mean by the baseline?
Well, I don't know the details of how memcached works, but what you explained in things like slab calcification and so forth seems like it's just not reusing memory in an intelligent way, and there are plenty of allocators, just like implementations of malloc, that use a scheme very much like this, where you divide up memory into fixed size blocks and so forth, but they know how to reuse memory, and so I'm wondering what would happen if you were to just drop in one of these good allocators that's of
okay
this
okay
style.
You mean other malloc systems, like TC malloc or JE malloc,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But memcached is is a different system. They don't. It doesn't use any malloc system like tcmalloc, and it's just allocate memory from system and manage those memories itself. So it because our work is based on Merkle HD, so we did not compare it with other malloc system like tcmalloc or jmalloc. So we just focus on manage those memory our own. So
okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Actually, I have a question. So you showed in your plots that the when you're using four threads, you get the highest throughput. When you use four threads for Memcached server, you get the highest throughput in that case. Uh-huh. Can you explain why four threads gives you the highest number as compared to 8 or 16?
Which slide you mean?
This one.
This one?
Yeah.
The throughput. We test... excuse me. We use different number of threads to test the throughput because we have different numbers of cores in different machines. But our machine is, I think it's 8 cores. So if we can see the best performance is 4 threads, and the average degradation is only 3.1%. And as the number of threads increase, the performance drop because the number of threads and the number of cores in our machine is not match.
Okay, okay. We can take it offline. Thank you. Let's thank the speaker once again.